back to Friar Talk. We are talking this morning. We got some Padres news. Jurickson Profar has signed to a one-year, $1 million deal. And, you know, it's baseball season now. Obviously, yesterday was the Super Bowl. As you guys know, I'm a Niners fan. That was one of the toughest losses. I think that's the toughest sports team loss that I've ever endured. It was brutal. You know, credit to the Chiefs, credit to Mahomes. Mahomes was a baller. But it was just as close of a Super Bowl we've seen in quite some time, I feel like. And it was a good one. It was a really good game, but obviously you lose in heartbreaking fashion again. And as you guys know, I'm not that old. I haven't seen the Niners win. So I've just kind of only seen the Niners choke. And as a Padre fan, you guys know, I haven't also seen the Padres win. So it's the sports world is cruel to me, but it sucked that they lost. I don't know. I'm a huge Niners fan, so it was a big bummer. But Padres news, you know, we see that guys are pulling up to spring training today, and, you know, football season ended yesterday. So it's baseball time. It's time to kind of lock in, be excited about that. We're all going to make, not yet, but in the next couple weeks, probably in like 2 weeks, we're going to have like a pretty routine schedule. We're going to go through topics and stuff and break those down. So looking forward to that. But today's news, Jurickson Profar. Jurickson Profar signs 1 year, $1 million. He has another $1.5 million that he can earn in incentives if he gets enough plate appearances, which, you look at the Padres outfield, that's probably very likely. And he's probably going to slot in as your everyday left fielder, at least to start the year. And we've seen him in that role. Now, he was really, really bad last season, but he's been good. He's been a decent player in San Diego. If he can come in and do that, that's huge for this team. That's absolutely massive. As a player, you know, he's great at fouling off pitches, doesn't have a ton of pop. He was good in left field at throwing guys out. So actually, it's kind of exciting because now if you have him and Tatis as your corner outfielders, they're going to gun some guys down. That'll be fun to watch from a defensive standpoint. And the other thing is, he's going to be your nine hitter. That's at least my guess right now. If he's your nine hitter, he's a better nine hitter than Trent Grisham. And maybe the numbers are going to be similar or whatever. Trent Grisham's just how often he goes out there, strikes out, doesn't really foul off pitches. He does work the count by not swinging, but like, there's a different feel when Jurickson is your nine hitter. And I've always liked Jurickson as a nine hitter because he does walk, he does get on, he makes, you know, he has long at bats where he's fouling off like eight pitches and stuff like that. I like him as a nine hitter. I think he'll be all right. Do I think it's going to be some crazy move? No, but they're filling out the roster and they're doing it in the cheapest possible way. So because of that, I like this move. I like Jurickson Profar, man. I mean, at the very least, he has a good smile, right? Like, that's, and he has good vibes. And I know that's not great because of all the stuff that the Padres have lost this season, but if we're just looking at it from a, okay, what is he going to come in here and do? He's going to play left field for a while. We've talked about it. Padres aren't in some spot where they're expected to be, like, heavy contenders, right? Like, last year, and then obviously what happened the year before, where the expectations are higher. And it's because they're projected to win like 77 games or 75 games, depending on where you look. They're not really expected to be, they're expected to be a borderline 500 team. The thing is, what they need to do, because there's extra playoff spots, they need to sneak into a wild card. This is kind of a reset year. We know this. However, you get some big years from Tatis, Manny, Xander, right? You get a bounce back from Cronenworth, whatever that is. You're pitching, your bullpen is good. You can sneak in and you get to the playoffs. You have a good 1-2-3. And you have a good bullpen, you have a chance, and you have star hitters, and that's the thing. So that's what this season is about. Jurickson Profar, you know what he can do? He can come in and give you a good 3 months. That's perfect. That's what they need him to do. If he can be, you know, a 740 OPS guy, that's huge. If he can be pretty decent in left field, because left field's not that hard to play in Petco, and he was good when he played left field there. Other spots, he's been pretty abysmal in the outfield, but he was good in left field. So I like the move, man. It's like, there's basically no risk. He's probably going to start right away, and he's a guy that you can go and you can potentially upgrade and have him as like a bench bat later on as a utility guy. But I do like the move. I think that we all kind of knew this was going to happen. It was kind of inevitable, right? Like, I don't know. That's what I've thought. But that's what we're going to see. We're probably going to see the Padres do a couple more kind of more mellow type moves. Maybe they do trade Kim. Maybe they make some big splash and sign someone, but I don't think that we're going to see that. Like, I think the most likely stuff is we're going to see, like, a Profar. We're going to, you know, see a couple little signings here and there to kind of bolster the lineup and fill it out a little bit better. And hopefully look up and it's a decent lineup. But I think at the end of the day, what does Jurickson Profar do? It makes your team better. And that's what we're looking for in free agency right now. This has been a very, very rough Padres offseason. I don't think it could have possibly gone any worse. Literally every, you trade, like, your, you know, top three hitter in the league. Your owner passes away. The Dodgers spend like $1.5 billion. Like, it's been rough, all right? But you get to a spot where you can still battle it out and you can be a competitive team. That's what I want. That's what I want to see. I spent a lot of my life watching the Padres just be terrible, and I don't think they're going to be terrible this year. Do I have high expectations? Not necessarily, but I'm still excited for baseball season, and I think that's where everyone should be at. And I think that, you know, this is a team that we get to watch Fernando every day. We're gonna see some star players, and if they can, you know, if their bullpen can be lights out and they can be a pretty good team and their stars can play up to the level that we've seen them play at times, then they're going to have a chance. And in baseball, if you have a chance and you make it to the playoffs, you get to the dance, anything can happen. And that is what we've seen time and time again in the sport. So yeah, that's where I'm at. But Jerkson Profar, he's back. I'm happy he's back. And I don't think it's a crazy thing, but you get an outfielder for $1 million. If he can give you a 740 plus, you know, 740-ish OPS, that's amazing. So overall, that's what my kind of thoughts are. But let me know what you think. What do you think about Jerkson Profar? And do you guys have any other topics that you want us to discuss? We'll go through a few. And then I also mentioned before, but we're going to be doing the, a little schedule. So we'll be like, okay, we're going to stream on Sundays. We're going to have these types of videos throughout the week. But we're going to get that figured out once spring training kind of gets kicked off. Probably in like March is when we'll start that. So excited to do all that. And talk to you all soon. But have a great rest of your day. And hopefully the Padres make another little move like this as well to kind of shore up that lineup. But let me know what you think about Profar. See y'all later.